This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arkel Matthew. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her three African nations, is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, today. President Murmu will also hold delegation-level talks on various issues with the leadership of Malawi. The President will also visit the National War Memorial and Mausoleum. Meanwhile, the President had interacted with the Indian diaspora in a community event last evening. President Murmu urged the Indian community to continue to do good work and to be active partners in the vision of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh, Mr. Modi stated that they had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Discussions include the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance participated in the meeting. Indian Railways has reduced the advance ticket booking period by half. In a statement, Railways said that passengers will now be able to book train tickets up to 60 days in advance instead of the previous 120 days. This change will come into effect from November 1st. Until October 31st, passengers can continue to book tickets 120 days ahead of their journey. However, cancellations of bookings made beyond the revised 60-day advance reservation period will still be permitted. Railway said that there will be no change in the case of certain daytime express trains such as Taj Express and Gomti Express, which already have shorter advance reservation periods in place. For foreign tourists, however, the time limit for advance bookings will remain unchanged for 365 days. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 13th of November. 25th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file the nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 28th of October. Last day for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. In Uttar Pradesh, notification for the by-polls to 9 assembly seats will be issued today. Nominations can be filed till 25th of this month. By-elections are being held in state on 8 assembly seats except Milkipur, on which a petition is pending before Allahabad High Court. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katehari, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sisamo, Ghaziabad, Majawan and Kher. The Samajwadi Party has already announced candidates on 7 seats, including party chief Akhilesh Yadav's cousin Tej Pratap Singh Yadav as its candidate from Karhal. BJP has not announced the names but decided to field its candidates on 8 out of these 9 seats except Mirapur, where its ally RLD will field the candidate. Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar has been killed in chance encounter with Israeli forces in Rafah in southern Gaza. A photo taken at the scene shows Sinwar dressed in combat gear, lying dead in the rubble of a building that was hit by a tank shell. In cricket, New Zealand were 215 for 5 wickets in 60 overs in their first innings against host India on the third day of the first test match in Bengaluru when reports last came in. New Zealand are currently leading by 169 runs against the hosts. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, South Africa sealed their spot in final after beating the defending champions Australia in the first semi-final match at Dubai. And that is the end of the news bulletin.